Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While America is still occupied with its midterm elections, which didn't go as well for the Republicans as they would have hoped, and much better for the Democrats as they would have feared, I like to focus on events in the Middle East, and especially when it comes to the state of Israel, because Israel is trying again to form a government. Now, JTA wrote on November 2, Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to form a coalition with multiple Orthodox parties and the religious Zionism slate of two parties, led by the far-right extremists Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich. Ben-Gvir has worried American Jewish leaders with its anti-Arab, anti-LGBTQ, and other inflammatory rhetoric. Ben-Gvir, touted as a rising star who has electrified the conservative electorate, will likely be given a high-ranking cabinet position. He is hoping to be named security minister, which would put him in charge of the country's police force. And let me just add, with that, he would be made responsible for keeping the peace at the Temple Mount. Now, Haaretz wrote on November 3, Israel's next government will be by far the most religious in its history, and I want to add, and also the most conservative in its history. Of the four parties, three are religious. Two of them are ultra-Orthodox parties. The third is on the conservative side of the religious spectrum, leaning towards ultra-Orthodoxy. Together, these three parties will account for more than half the seats in the coalition headed by Benjamin Netanyahu, which is expected to assume power within the next few weeks. Add to that seven lawmakers from Netanyahu's party, and it turns out that 40 of the expected 65 members of Israel's next coalition will be Orthodox Jews. Now, one of the issues which are going to be raised is praying on the Temple Mount. And so Israel Today wrote on November 6. Among the things liberals both in Israel and abroad fear the incoming religious right-wing government of Benjamin Netanyahu will do is open the Temple Mount to Jewish prayer. Muslims today claim that Jerusalem's Temple Mount is Islam's third holiest site, though that wasn't always the case, and some are beginning to acknowledge that the site means little, if anything, to Islam. Still, the majority have bought the lie and cannot accept its use by any other religion. So the article goes on to say that this prohibition against all but Islamic religious expression at the Temple Mount is what Israel calls the status quo. So remember this, this is the status quo. A Muslim-imposed state of affairs that the Jewish state and the West dare not violate for fear of an outbreak of Muslim violence. For many Jews, the issue becomes who they fear more, God or the Arab-Muslim world. And so, the Times of Israel wrote on November 5, any move by the incoming government to allow Jewish prayer on the Temple Mount will lead to war, Ra'am party leader Mansour Abbas has said. Abbas told Channel 12 on Thursday that he was worried about the apparent new government, let's not be naive, he said, whose Islamist party was a core component of the outgoing coalition. The presence of Jewish visitors on the Temple Mount is opposed by Palestinians, and Hamas warned of violent repercussions over visits during the Jewish holidays. Ben-Gvir has often visited the Temple Mount while demanding Israel fully realize its sovereignty there. Benjamin Netanyahu said he would maintain the status quo at the Temple Mount despite pressure from Ben-Gvir. But 4 years ago, when Israel celebrated its 70th anniversary of its existence as a state, and when the American embassy was opened in Jerusalem, Netanyahu did talk about not just access to the Temple Mount, but also building the Third Temple. And that is where Ben-Gvir comes into play. Israel 365 News reported already on May 5, 2022. On Thursday, Ben-Gvir entered the Temple Mount on Israel's 74th Independence Day. During his visit, Ben-Gvir said, "The time has come to build a Jewish synagogue on the Temple Mount." Now, the newspaper immediately understood what he meant, and they say building the Third Temple is a commandment incumbent upon the Jewish people as written in the book of Exodus. And then they go on to say, in 2019, Ben-Gvir and his party came out in support of building the Third Temple in an exclusive interview with Israel 365 News. And so, a Third Temple will be built prior to Christ's return on the Temple Mount. And we also read that then it will be terribly polluted. Now, is it going to be under Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir that this Third Temple is going to be built? We'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, I'd like to offer two free booklets to you. The one is the book of Zechariah. Now, this booklet goes into the future of Israel and the Third Temple. And then we have another free booklet, which is titled Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. Now, this booklet has a lot to say about prophecies regarding Middle Eastern nations as they relate to the state of Israel. And so we have many chapters about Egypt, Syria, Libya, Iran, Ethiopia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and they all go into biblical prophecy for the end time. So you need those two booklets, and I encourage you to ask for free copies. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Bush Program.